You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's Wednesday, which means it's time to talk our state's history with our partners at the Michigan History Center.
If we have to go to the White House, I'm going as myself.
You have to think about your dream and what you want to do.
What it means is open up your goddamn market the way we opened up ours.
Although the advent of the internet and all the subsequent trolling is still fairly recent for Michigan, public trolling, however, let's just say that that goes back to long before Michigan became a state. Today's story has public trolling. It has letter writing and insults, even a challenge to a duel, very much the way fans of the musical Hamilton see things escalate between Hamilton and Burr until it comes down to Weehawken, Dawn. Guns drawn. Let's dive into this story now with State Archivist with the Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey. Mark, set this dispute up for us because it certainly led to a healthy amount of what today we would call trolling. When did this happen and what ignited things?
Well, you have to imagine the streets of Detroit in 1807. The city had already been around for about 106 years, but it was still rough around the edges. The Michigan Territory was just created in 1805 under the rules of the Northwest Ordinance. But the biggest resource at this time wasn't gas or oil or water. It was land. And everyone wanted to be in on it. They wanted to be buying it, selling it, or in this case, surveying it.
At the same time, that 1805, there was the Detroit fire.
Yes, there was. So there's a lot going on here. And what happened in this particular instance is William Hull, the territorial governor, he had the ability to appoint people to commissions and also to be deputy surveyors. And he appointed his nephew, Abijah Hull, as a deputy surveyor. And surveying was a good gig. Unlike today, you didn't actually have to be good at surveying. It wasn't the most important requirement at this time. And so a lot of the early surveys were either fraudulent or inaccurate.
Okay, so surveying's a good gig, and you're powerful because, as you say, land is everything when we're talking about the early 1800s in the Detroit area.
Yeah, economy is not stable. Surveying was a stable job because there was this vast amount of land that had to be surveyed, good or bad, and also had certain amount of status to go with it.
All right, so Territorial Governor William Hull appoints his nephew Abijah Hull as surveyor because, I guess, what, nepotism, and I'm going to take care of my nephew. And then what happened?
So we can say that, and it's probably true, but again, it wasn't that uncommon. Mm-hmm. But it really outraged two land commissioners, Stanley Griswold and James Abbott, and they were so angry over this that they fired off a letter to the Secretary of Treasury. At this point in our country's history, the Secretary of Treasury oversaw surveying. The U.S. didn't create the General Land Office until 1812, sent it off to the highest official they could find.
So they fire off their letter of complaints. What were they complaining about? What were they not happy about?
We don't have the actual complaint letter, but we can assume that the complaint centered around the fact that it was an unjust appointment, it was nepotism. Probably in there somewhere was the fact that they wanted to be the deputy surveyor or someone they know.
All right. And how did Abijah Hull respond to basically somebody blowing the whistle on him on a letter to Washington?
He freaked out, I think is the most succinct way to say it. And he did it in 1807 style, which means he publicly posted a letter stating that, quote, he told Stanley Griswold and James Abbott to their faces that their writing was a, quote, damned rascally piece of business and that they were, quote, damned rascals for doing it. And then he also said, and Stanley Griswold's a liar.
I love this. And I assume Griswold and Abbott responded back in kind.
Yeah, they did. Although they sort of took the high road. They just sent another letter back to, now with the local land register, Peter Audrain. They wrote another letter to the Secretary of Treasury instead of publicly responding. Basically saying, see, this guy's not fit for the position. This just proves all of our points. And in the meantime, while that's going on, Hull just keeps going and starts posting placards all over town, verbally assaulting Griswold and Abbott.
I think I saw something. He posted a counter letter calling Griswold and Abbott, and I quote here, liars, rascals, and scoundrels, and who are destitute of manly courage. You know, this back and forth letter writing does remind me very much of the A. Ham, A. Burr letters that led to Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton dueling at dawn at Weehawken in 1805. Spoiler alert, didn't turn out well for Hamilton. So where did this public trolling between Hull and Griswold and Abbott lead to?
So next, the law enforcement got involved. So Hull was arrested by Elijah Brush. There's a lot of familiar names, early Detroit familiar names
there
here.
Are.
He was the territorial attorney general. So he arrested Hull because this is essentially slander and it's illegal. And he set bail at $500, which...
Big bucks.
That's big bucks in 1807.
Yes.
So now Hull's in jail. And Hull wrote a letter stating that he doubted he would get a fair shake in the legal system and that he expected that Abbott and Griswold would, quote, give him satisfaction due a gentleman by meeting me at 11 o'clock tomorrow at the windmill on Petticoat on the other side of the Detroit River.
So the Canadian side.
Yeah, okay. The Canadian side, because it's not, as far as we know, not legal at this point to have a duel. So as you said, this is only a couple years, 2-3 years after Burr and Hamilton. The other thing that's interesting to note is, unlike Burr and Hamilton, if we read this correctly, Hull challenged two people to a duel, which if you're familiar with the, you know, the underpinnings of a duel, it's not great odds for Hull at this point.
Absolutely. So did the duel happen?
No, it didn't happen. Spoiler alert. It didn't happen.
How'd this resolve itself?
Well, not very Hollywood-esque. So Hull resigned and left the territory. Abbott was removed from his commissioner office by Governor Hull. Griswold was put on trial for some fictitious charges and wound up paying a $1,000 fine and then left his commissioner's post when his term ended 2 months later. So not super exciting ending, but very interesting story.
And meantime, what about that survey of Detroit that was needed after the Great Fire?
The surveys in Michigan really didn't get established till around 1816. So there's right up to that point, there's still a lot of fits and starts and inaccurate surveys and more of this favoritism towards giving these people positions. And it wasn't until the General Land Office was established and this was really regimented that the surveys were done in a meaningful way. And if you see early maps of Michigan, you'll understand what I mean.
And does the Michigan History Center have souvenirs of all of this public trolling in the archive?
Yeah, so many of these actual letters that we've been talking about percolated up through the territorial records and wound up in the conservation office's land office division. Those are actually available for the public to research and read, and I'm sure we'll put an example up online for everyone to see as well.
Well, you have to put the one where the with an apostrophe D, rascally, capitalized rascally, not just generic rascal.
Yeah, I kept looking in those letters for a phrase like, so untrue.
So sad.
Yeah, so sad.
The story of Michigan's first publicly recorded trolling incident leading to arrests, a challenge to a duel that never happened, and a supposed sham trial. State archivist with the Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey, very entertaining. Thank you so much. Damned rascally piece of business.
Thank you.